You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today. This is WGOD Radio. God's always broadcasting. All we need to do is go to where he speaks. We are in the book of Revelation here on WGOD. This radio program is brought to you by the good people of Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. Our next service will be this Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. You are invited to attend one of our services. We would love to see you here at the church. I'm going through the book of Acts. I'll be in chapter 19 here this coming Sunday. More on that as Sunday draws near. Hopefully it'll draw near soon. I can't wait for Sunday. But here today on this Monday, we're in the book of Revelation, and this sermon is entitled The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. We're up to chapter 6 now in the book of Revelation, so let's get into it. Let's see what unfolds here today.
The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. That's where we're at here today. Let's pray again and ask for God's wisdom and insight into this. Otherwise, we're just spinning our wheels and wasting our time. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, we praise your holy name in this house. Not only do we pray you be with us, we pray for Luann and the children now. Be with them. More people get saved and come to Christ in Sunday school and even in the service, I've learned. Bless Luann now and be with her. She's with these children. Should you tarry, raise up the next army here through faithful Sunday school teachers like her. Energize her words. I pray you'd energize mine too. Bless this message here today. You promised us, Lord, we pray your word back to you. You called us blessed. If we've got ears to hear everything you're going to say here today and eyes to read, and if we keep these words written therein, minister to us. Bless this time now, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Okay, remember the scene. We're in God's throne room. That's where we left off. The throne is surrounded by 24 thrones, 24 elders. Remember I joked about that last week. I said the Greek name was Presbyteros. The only denomination up in heaven, 24 Presbyterians. I don't know about that. The throne room is surrounded by four awesome-looking beings, some serious angels, whom I call God's bodyguards, God's secret service. And if you thought this Taylor Swift or President Biden have a secret service, oh, man, you haven't seen nothing until you see these guys here, God's bodyguards. Now, it was made known to John, who's doing the writing, that the Lamb of God is the only one qualified to open up this title deed to planet Earth and cause the unfolding of the remainder of human history. No one else is qualified to usher in the end of the world than the Redeemer of the world, Jesus Christ. No one else is allowed or qualified to open this and start all these end times things from going. They couldn't find anyone. No one in heaven, no one on the earth, no one down there below the earth. No one except for the Lamb of God is the only one qualified. Amen. That's where we left off. Now let's begin this in verse 1 of chapter 6, reading from my translation. It's going to read a little bit different. I believe I put it on the handout. It's from the majority text. It's going to read a little bit different. We'll get to that. I'll explain that to you. Now, I saw that the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living beings saying, like a voice of thunder, Erku, which is to come. Now, notice who's doing the talking. How cool is that? Not only are these angels inches away from Jehovah's throne, but let's actually stop and consider that thought for a minute. Inches away from the throne of Jehovah. What a place to be. Like four Secret Service angels. Not only are these angels inches away from Jehovah's throne, but these beings are the ones that initiate the tribulation. Notice that. Who starts this? The Lord Jesus loosens the seal, then it's one of these beings that gives the command. Notice in my translation, the beings are talking to the horse and rider and not talking to John. You say, oh, what's your translation? What makes you right? My translation comes from what's known as the majority text. It's a reading from the majority of every Greek manuscript that's ever been found. So it's not that I've made this up. Most Greek manuscripts read the way that I just read it to you. You see, the other translations say to John, come and see. The majority text says, come. See, he's calling the horse and rider, not calling John. Okay, I saw that the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living beings saying like a voice of thunder, Erku, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. All right, so either way, no matter how you look at it, the Lord Jesus opens up the first seal, and upon the earth we have, which is number one there on that handout, number one is conquest. Again, you read it there in verse 2. Behold, a white horse, he who sat on it had a bow, a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. All right, first of all, notice how the tribulation is supernatural. It's all orchestrated from heaven, as we see, not from earth, but from heaven, by the Son of God, and commanded by these angels, these awesome four beings that surround the throne of God. This is where the tribulation comes from, not the earth. It comes from above. That's why there's no stopping this. It doesn't come from man. It comes from him. Also, notice the white horse. Some people think this is the Lord Jesus, and to that I say, no way, Jose. This is not the Lord. He orchestrated this. This is not his return. You'll see his return on a white horse in chapter 19 after all of that. This is not the Lord Jesus. Now, here's the revelation I've received this past week. You know, I'm so grateful. Once again, we're finding this biblical truth. He says, blessed are those who read and hear and study and keep the words in his book. Each time I learn some great new thing that I never learned or understood before. So far up until this point, it's been, he who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. Now my eyes are open. I've never seen that in all my life. For those that say no to the mark of the beast and are stuck here on earth, who are Christians, who say no to this world and yes to him, he's going to give you something to eat that you've never seen before. It's hidden. Hidden in heaven. It's waiting for you to step out in faith. Once you do that, at this time, there'll be plenty of porterhouse steak. Here's the revelation I received this past week studying this. From Earth's perspective, the horse or the color is completely insignificant because no one is going to see these. No one's going to see these. The tribulation is supernatural, and all of the players in this play are all supernatural as well. The horse and rider were there for John to see the events that are coming down from heaven. It's not like people are going to be deceived when they see a white horse. They're not going to see the horse. This is an angelic being riding on a horse from heaven. It's for John to see that God is the one that's orchestrating the events of the tribulation, not men. You're not going to be deceived when you see some dude riding on a white horse. The horse and rider were for John to see the events coming down from heaven. So, what are we looking for out here today to start the tribulation? And that would answer to that would be a sense of peace. We read in 1 Thessalonians 5:3, it says, well, 5:2, it says, you yourselves know perfectly well the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness that this day should overtake you as a thief. So what are we looking for with this first rider here? A false sense of peace. This rider dispatched from heaven has a bow but no arrows. Also, we're anticipating a 7-year peace treaty involving Israel. You can read more on that. Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. Read this 7-year period that hasn't happened yet, where this Antichrist is going to have a 7-year peace treaty here with Israel. Hard to fathom, but it's very possible that the time has arrived for this to happen. Look around. And I would say that the man who brokers or confirms this treaty will be the very Antichrist himself. And that 2,000-year-old mystery will finally be solved. Initiated by this rider on this white horse. If you are alive to witness this event, then know assuredly that the tribulation has begun and the Lamb of God has loosed the first of these 7 seals. Also, let me say this. It's not like you're going to see some dude here with armor on holding a joust, riding through Jerusalem on a white horse. The point is, these things are being orchestrated from heaven and is God's direct plan for planet Earth. As the sun loosens these seals, this starts this chain reaction that's going to usher in the end of the world. All right, now back to heaven. Verse 3. Now when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living being saying, again, notice who's giving these commands. These secret service agents here of God's, these awesome angels, they're the ones speaking. So I heard the second living being say, come. Now again, if you guys are in a New King James, you'll see it says, come and see. Most manuscripts just say, come, like he's talking to the horse and rider. So when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living being say, come. So again, too, all 4 of God's guardians apparently are involved in the tribulation. Verse 4, so another horse went out, fiery red, and it was granted to him. All right, you see, these guys are just following their instructions. It was granted to him who sat on it to take peace from the earth so that they might kill each other. And there was given to him a great sword. All right, so this first horseman represented conquest. The second horseman represents and brings with him war. War is the second one. Notice this rider, he takes peace from the earth. Look at what happens to people when you take away, look at what happens to people when you take away their peace. War. When you take away peace, war ensues and people kill each other. You know, I am so grateful that this does not apply to you and I. You can write a big N-A next to this, because the Lord Jesus Christ is the great dispenser of peace. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." This is not talking about you. It's talking about everyone else out here in the world that's never put their hope and trust in God. He's not talking to you. You've got something this world doesn't have. You've got the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. I mean, I can't even preach about it. I can't even put in words what it is that you have that the 7 billion people out here don't. It's an inner peace on the inside of you that God's in control of all this and he's got your back. Amen. No one can take that from you. No president can take it. No United Nations can take it. You can give it away, of course. You can let people steal it from you. But he says, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Do I give to you?" Then he says, which is some good advice for us today, John 14, 27. He says, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Boy, don't we fail that one today in spades. And Pastor Darren was teaching on this. No, actually, we're talking about it in my office. How when you're scared to walk out of your door here today, the enemy's won. Because Jesus has given you something that I can't even write down and explain to you what it is. It's a peace that helps us to endure and get through these things. "Not as the world gives, do I give unto you. Therefore, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." We ought to bring these kids back here and help educate us again. If God be for us, who can be against us? No one can take that from you. The government can't tax that. They can't tax your peace. All you can do is give it to them. And let these fools take it away from you. If you've lost your peace, let me encourage you to get it back. Get it back. Get it back here this morning. Let God minister to you. Get your peace back. Spend time in the Word. Remember, seek these things. Set your mind on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. If you've lost your peace on this 5th of November, I encourage you to get it back. Get it back. Don't let people take it. We read a few weeks ago, the Lord says, don't let anyone steal your crown. They're after your crown today. He warned Christians, not unbelievers. That's you. Don't let anyone take what he's given you. Don't let anyone steal your crown. Don't let anyone steal your peace. If you've lost it, get it back. Isaiah wrote, speaking of Christ, "His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Some translations in that Greek word, Hebrew word, means author. He wrote the book on it. He is the author of peace. And he says, "My peace I give unto you. Therefore, let not your heart be troubled." Don't be worried. How many times have we looked at that? All this is happening according to God's plan. Nothing that's going on is not according to his plan out here today. Good Lord, we've got tomorrow's newspaper delivered today. We're reading everything that's going to happen before it happens. This is like going to the track down here in Hialeah with all 10 winners. Or what was that race that was on yesterday again? Huh? The Breeders' Cup. I mean, this is like going to the Breeders' Cup with win, place, and show of every single solitary race. You've got all the winners right here. Therefore, let not your heart be troubled. Don't be worried and fret and fear over what's going on here. We've got all the wind. We know more about the Antichrist than he knows about himself. So why worry? What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Why fret and fear these things? God's in control. The Lord Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So when Jesus is your Savior, you have what the Bible calls, again, the peace that surpasses, meaning it's greater than all your understanding. What he gives you is greater than what you can comprehend. There might be wars all around, but you have peace. You've got something these others don't have. You have peace with God. And an inner peace that passes all understanding. A peace that says, bring it on, because God is for me. What can man do to me? God's got your back. He said also to Isaiah, I will be your rear guard. Do you have that kind of peace today? Then don't give it away. If you don't, then get it back before you leave here this morning. I only got you guys 1 hour out of 168. If you've lost your peace, get it back before you leave. In the Lord's verse-by-verse description of end times, we see what happens to all the temporary Christians and fence-sitters once they face trouble in the world. The Lord says, then they will deliver you over to tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations because of my name. At that time, he said, many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. That's Matthew 24, 9 and 10. Now let's read once again what the second rider has been dispatched. He said, when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living being saying, come. And another horse went out, fiery red, and it was granted to him. Again, that's the rider, an angel that you will not be able to see. It was granted to him that sat on it. See, it was not granted to the world leader. It's not granted to the Antichrist. It's not granted to the government. It's granted to the angel that you can't see. So someone is behind the scenes. That's why we can't change any of this, the stuff that's going on. You can't shoot the man. You can't take out the Antichrist and think it's going to end, because it's not coming from here. It's coming from there. It was granted to him that sat on it to take peace from the earth so that they might kill each other. And there was given to him a great sword. Question. By looking around in the United States of America today, could a person say that this has already happened? I would say, sure seems that way, doesn't it? I'm just trying to show you what that's going to look like. Look around. Now, war always follows the removal of peace. This verse has been going through my mind. The Lord says, he says, yet once more I'll shake not only the heavens, but the earth, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. And that's what we're seeing here today. God is shaking this world. All of these Jew haters out here today, you see, they've always been here. They've been hidden. There's been dust on them for nigh on year after year after year. But now God says the time is coming, and I believe this time is here, where he's shaking this world. And now all these Jew haters are all coming to light. They're all exposed now for who they are. Haters of Israel. Haters of the nation of Israel. Haters of the Jews. As I've said before, they're infected with the spirit of Antichrist. The Bible says it's already in the world. Now you're seeing this thing happen here. Now, when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living being say, come, and behold, a black horse. And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living beings saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, but do not harm the oil and the wine. So again, God's bodyguard commands this. Not the government, not the Antichrist. It's one of these four beings. One of God's bodyguards is the ones that are initiating this. All right, so the third rider represents number three on this famine. A denarius was a day's wage. A loaf of bread for what you earn in a day. Remember, I've preached this before, church. In desperate times, people will do desperate things, won't they? Look at what happened the last time this kind of thing happened. Let me read this to you out of 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 25. Listen to these verses here. Now, there was a great famine in Samaria. And indeed, they besieged it until a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver. All right, that's $176. And 1/4 of a cab of dove droppings for 5 shekels. All right, so the poop went for 10 bucks. Then as the king of Israel was passing by on one of the walls, the woman cried out to him saying, help! And the king said, if God doesn't help you, how am I going to help you, lady? From the threshing floor, from the wine press. What do you want me to do? There's no water around here. What do you want me to do? I can't help you. I can't make it rain. So then the king said, what's troubling you? And she said, well, this woman over here said to me, give us your son so that we can eat him today, and we'll eat my son tomorrow. What do you think, Darlene? You got 2 kids. Sounds like a good deal, huh? Start with the oldest one Monday and see if we're hungry on Wednesday. You wouldn't be hungry on Wednesday, I bet.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
like the grass.